When was the last time you found a restaurant with truly unbelievable prices? Well, the Fair Work Ombudsman is warning that one reason for the bargains could be the underpayment of workers. A blitz on cheap dining precincts has found high levels of non-compliance, and the Fair Work Chief says customers should understand the true cost of their cheap meal. Angus Randall reports.
On Sydney's Glebe Point Road, locals were today shocked to hear about the extent of exploitation in the restaurants that line the Cheap Eats district.
It's wrong. They should be getting at least an award wage.
Yeah, it's very unfair and definitely needs to be cleaned up.
That's pretty bad. They should be paying their workers what they're entitled to.
Unaware of that it was happening in the first place, and hope to God that it can be fixed up.
The latest round of raids on cheap dining precincts in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane featured high levels of underpayment. Natalie James is the outgoing Fair Work Commissioner.
So 72% across all of those audits were not fully compliant with work laws. So that's record keeping and wages and what have you. And more than half were not paying workers correctly. So it does raise some very serious concerns about restaurant, cafe and fast food outlets.
Natalie James finishes in the job tomorrow. She was appointed by then Employment Minister Bill Shorten 5 years ago, but the Turnbull government chose not to reappoint her when her time was up. The outgoing commissioner hopes her successor will continue to take a tough line on employers who are ripping off workers.
The government did increase maximum penalties, particularly for serious contraventions. And as those new penalties start to hit, I believe they will have a real impact, and the new Fair Work Ombudsman will have the opportunity to use new evidence gathering powers and access those higher penalties.
Natalie James is optimistic those who were found out in the latest East Coast raids have changed their practices, but she suggests it's not just the employers that need to change their mindset.
There is a question to be asked about, well, are we paying the true cost of things in this country where we have segments of the labour market where there seems to be entrenched non-compliance?
Marwin Shiven has owned the Cafe Bad Manners on Sydney's Glebe Point Road for 15 years.
About underpayments, that is nothing specific to Glebe. I think it's national issue. You can hear it in the news every day about underpayments everywhere in hospitality and the service industry. I'm not surprised at all that it is going on.
Locals along the Sydney street are unsure whether paying restaurants more will fix the problem.
I think it's up to the cafes a lot of the time, because the food price is like $20 upwards for like a small meal these days. I know for a fact they're just making it look fancy, but it really is just a normal food. They can pay their staff more. They definitely can.
A lot of people wouldn't pay $5 for a pair of jeans they knew came from a sweatshop somewhere. Do we have the same moral code when it comes to food?
It's different, but I don't think it's quite the same. I'd say like we definitely forget about it. But I think another reason as well is this area is very expensive rent. So I think the cafes need to also put their prices up for that reason as well, which can be unfair on the workers.
We're just human, you know, we just want to get what we can for as less as possible.
So if we don't pay more to the restaurants, how do we help increase the wage growth?
That one I don't know. Love to have that answer and good luck finding it.
Locals along Glebe Point Road in Sydney speaking to Angus Randall.